Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you?
Going very well. You got through the cold down in Hobart this week?
Yeah, battled through. Still not real warm, but it's all good.
Okay.
All good. Beautiful snow on the mountain. Oh, it's nice.
Righto. So, Eddie McGuire reckons that North Melbourne should just play half their games in Tasmania, the other half in Melbourne. I don't like it. You don't like it. I don't know anyone else apart from Eddie who likes it.
Darren, how many times have you and I spoken about North Melbourne coming to play in Tasmania?
It's not going to work.
And Eddie, I love him. I love Eddie McGuire. I'd love to be Eddie McGuire star. But it's not a bold plan, Eddie. It's not a bold plan. It's one that's been rehashed over and over and over again. It was first mooted back when David Bartlett was Premier, and it was quashed on the head then. So it's not nothing bold about it. Oh, goodness me. It frustrates me. I spoke to Nick Street yesterday, the sports minister. It frustrates him. He was really strong yesterday. So, look, you know, I can see what he's trying to do. He's saying that, you know, some of the club presidents might have gone a little bit lukewarm on the Tasmania idea, so this is option B. But it won't work as option B either. You know, no one goes to watch North Melbourne here at the moment with four games, let alone 11.
That's right.
And taking some of those to Launceston, where Hawthorn's firmly entrenched in the community up there, so they won't like it. It's got disaster written all over it. North Melbourne don't even want it. They don't want it. The Tassie fans don't want it. The Tasmanian government doesn't want it. It just needs to be put to bed and never spoken about again.
Yep, I agree. And the last push campaign continues, so they make a decision in August, right?
Correct. Yes, exactly right. So a lot to work out through between now and then. One thing that won't be worked out, though, is the stadium, the feasibility study.
Yeah.
To a new stadium.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Essentially, that is the problem, is $750 million plus.
Yeah, well, that's right. You'd think it'd be around that mark. I think the thing that gets lost here and confused, though, is, you know, it's not all going to be funded by the Tasmanian government. So you can put that to one side, because it's going to have different streams. It's going to have local funding. It's going to have federal funding. It will have state government funding, no doubt about that, just not that much. We'll have private investment. So I think people need to calm down about that side of things a little bit, because it's going to come from a variety of different areas. It still will be a lot of money, absolutely, no doubt about that. But it's an investment for the city. It'll open it right up. Where it'll be, maybe it'll move from Regatta Point to make the cost cheaper. The thing I'd like to see too, Darren, is a smaller stadium. I don't think we need a 27,000-seat stadium. I reckon 20,000 would be perfect. You know, you want to create a bit of hype and what the Jack Jumpers did. You couldn't get a ticket to the grand finals at the Jack Jumpers. I think that's what we need for an AFL team as well. Not to have a three-quarter full stadium, but to have it packed out every single time and make it the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah. Similar to what the North Queensland Cowboys have done in the NRL with their stadium, which is about 25,000, and they pack it out week after week.
Yep. You need to create a bit of that austerity around tickets to make it, you know, seem like it will be the hottest ticket in town, but seem like it as well. And it's hard to get in. It's a privilege to get into the game.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, if it does get built, it's going to be a multi-purpose stadium. So it's not just football. You know, it's not going to be like empty for 6 months of the year. You can do other things, like you can have big rock concerts there. Like, you know, touring bands won't come to Tasmania at the moment because they haven't got a big stadium to play in. If there's one there, it's like that old movie, Field of Dreams. Build it and they will come.
Yeah, that's it. The interesting angle of this too is soccer, because obviously it could house an A-League team. But Matt Bulkley from Football Tasmania is pretty adamant that, you know, that's not for them. They still want a rectangular stadium. And I tend to agree. Ken Morton, the coach of South Hobart, made a good point when we spoke about this to him last week, that, you know, it ends up being a 27,000-seat stadium, well, they won't get 27,000 there to watch an A-League game. So
No. Not
only are you playing on a rectangular oval, which, yes, will have retractable seating, but you'll be playing in front of a pretty empty stadium, it's fair to say. Soccer want a boutique venue, maybe 5,000 to 7,000 seats or something like that, which would create an absolute cauldron. And I tend to agree with them on that front.
Okay. Well, let's go to the footy last night. Tigers and Carlton. Tigers got off to a flyer. Carlton pegged them back, but not quite enough for the Blues.
Yeah, that's right. So it was a good start for the Blues, wasn't it? The Tigers, they raced out of the blocks. The Blues fought their way back in and got to within, I think it would have been 3 points if they got that goal late in the game, but it was overturned after being touched. So and then Richard went straight down the other end and scored a goal themselves. So Really was a good win by the Tigers, though. A bit of talk and a bit of hysteria, I think, about Shea Bolton and him showing the ball to Sam Doherty as he ran into an open goal. Oh, I don't mind it. It's a bit of theater.
No, I love it. I love
it. I think we get a bit worked up about these things, don't we? With all the other problems going on in the world, that's not one of them.
No, exactly.
And he went up to Doherty after the game, I think. So, look, let's leave it alone.
Yeah. Look, if the players want to express themselves a bit, more power to them, as long as they don't go overboard, of course. So tonight we've got Saints and Bombers. That's at Marvel. I think I put Essendon down in my tips for this one. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm in a footy tipping competition of sorts where you've got to pick a team every week and you can't tip the same weekend, same team again as the season goes on. And unfortunately, I've only got Essendon to pick from this round, so... All my energy's gone into them, and I don't know, Darren. I think it might be a tough night for the Bombers, but they're due.
Why I'm tipping them.
I've got my fingers crossed. I haven't got Darcy Parrish, though, which doesn't help their cause, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, Saints are in the top eight, Essendon third last. At the moment, as it stands, we've got four teams top of the ladder, Brisbane, Melbourne and Fremantle, all on 40 points. So season's shaping up. Now, speaking of Fremantle, there's a story in our Advocate newspaper today about Alex Pearce from the Fremantle Dockers, local boy. So according to the story in the Advocate, he's about to hopefully sign another 3-year deal with the Dockers. He's been their stand-in captain for most of the season while Fife's been out, so good for him.
Absolute star, isn't he? Probably one of the most underrated defenders in the competition. We know he's had his injury battles over the journey. He's felt really sorry for him, but he's playing some really good footy, we know that. So that would make my day if that happens for Alex. He absolutely deserves it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to TSL. What's doing there?
Yeah, three interesting games this round. Game of the round's probably at Utah Stadium tomorrow afternoon with North Launceston hosting the Tigers. North Bonnie beat the Tigers on their home deck last time they played, so this one's back in Launceston now. And Trent Baldwin, the Tigers coach, said yesterday that, you know, if they're lucky enough to be in the finals, this is probably where they're going to have to win them. So they're setting themselves for this game, Darren, the Tigers, so I reckon they might win that one. A bit of flu around North Launceston as well. Demons and the Roos at North Hobart. Clarence should take care of that game. And Lauderdale, a chance to really get their season back on track with a win against Glenorchy tomorrow afternoon. That would be a couple in a row going into the comp by next weekend.
Yep. One day international overnight, Sri Lanka beat Australia. So we won the T20 series 2-1, and it's 1-1 in the 50-over game.
Yeah, it is. So tough loss. Duckworth Lewis came into play. Sri Lanka won by 26 runs in the end. Couldn't get going with the bat, unfortunately. Our biggest or top scorer was David Warner with 37. Glenn Maxwell got 30, but slim pickings apart from that, unfortunately. With the ball, though, some good performances. We saw Pat Cummins, 4 for 35. Kuhneman, the debutante, got 2 for 48. And Glenn Maxwell worked 2 for 35. But, unfortunately, couldn't get the job done. Series locked at one apiece, as you say.
Right. Now, let's finish off with the round ball game. So, NPL Devonport Strikers at home on tomorrow afternoon against Olympia. So, I think it's a 2:30 start. Strikers top of the ladder. Should win that, you'd reckon?
Unless they're still celebrating from Monday. Well. Yes, they will win. Yes. They should win that one comfortably.
Yep. And well done, Strikers, again on the Lacoselgic Cup during the week. Did you went to that, didn't you?
Yeah, I went and had a look. Yeah, good. Yeah, really good.
All right. And, gee, what about... I'm still going on about it. In fact, I had the conversation with my son last night that that save by Redmayne in that World Cup qualifier was the most exciting bit of sports theatre I've seen, or, you know, got emotional about, probably since Barty won Wimbledon. It was one of those big moments.
Yeah, it's one you won't forget in a hurry, isn't it? You know, we remember the Aloisi goal, of course, back in the mid-2000s, but you're right, it's one of those moments that will be replayed for years to come, and, you know, his reaction said it all, didn't it? It was awesome.
All right, mate, thanks for that. Who's on the Water Boys tomorrow?
Well, hopefully Nat Atkinson. I'm trying my best in Football Australia to get him across the line today, hopefully, so if we can manage to get a pre-call with that, that'd be awesome, but obviously the stadium and the AFL team will dominate discussion again, and and rightly so. It's a big talking point at the moment.
All right, the Water Boys with Brent tomorrow morning from 10 following Martin's Sports Show from 8 o'clock. Thanks, mate, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.